You are listening to Sell, Master the Art of Sales, written by Simon Lovegren, read by me, Sarah Humquist, and published by Albert & Partners. For more information about the book and to subscribe to Simon's daily blog, please visit simonlovegren.com. SimonLovegren.com. Introduction. Life is a continual striving to satisfy a variety of needs. The most basic, such as eating and sleeping, are easy to satisfy, and we don't need to devote much thought to them. But we're often unaware of other needs until they are brought to life by the power of marketing and sales. When you discover you lack certain items that seem essential, the latest smartphone, a new purse, or maybe a yacht, it's not uncommon to begin to imagine how we can best acquire them. Needs are central in everyone's life, but we all respond differently when a specific want or need arises. Some of us are spurred on by the idea of a better smartphone. Some imagines how others might envy their new purse, while others will revel in the thought of sea breezes and the slap of waves against the hull of a new yacht. Others are stopped in their tracks by the realization they can't afford to satisfy their cravings for something. But this should never be an obstacle. It should instead awaken the urge to work towards realizing that goal. Excellence in sales is my way of making my dreams and goals a reality. It's no coincidence that successful people are good salespeople. They know how to demonstrate the value of a product or service. The best salespeople always try to satisfy the requirements of others. They create and add a lasting value to people's lives. They don't just sell for the sake of selling. They win the respect of their clients by respecting them and understanding their needs. They know better than to overwhelm clients with a practiced sales pitch. It's not possible to create both mutual respect and client satisfaction by talking them into buying your services against their better judgment. To con people is not selling. It's fraudulent, which is not sustainable in the long run, as frauds are always exposed, sooner or later. Deep down, we are all salespeople, even though we're not always aware of it. In our everyday lives, we constantly try to convince people around us to do what we want, using reasoned arguments and persuasion. Everyday selling situations are often simple situations like deciding what to eat for dinner, what film to watch at the cinema, or why we should choose a specific destination over others when planning our holidays. Mastering the art of sales is most likely a means to a better life for you. The more you sell, the more you can purchase the things you and your family want and hope to achieve. Microsoft's founder, Bill Gates, once said, "If you're born poor, it's not your mistake. But if you die poor, it's definitely your mistake." Sure, you can overcome obstacles, unfortunate circumstances, family breakups, or a serious illness. But Bill Gates' quote has always been an appealing mantra to me. There is no point in trying to convince people that money is irrelevant or that economic and financial success is a shallow ambition. Our entire civilization has been built by successful people, and in today's world, money is the obvious result of commercial success. Money will continue to change hands regardless. Those who are best at fulfilling the needs of others are those who are making money. This is how money is exchanged in today's society. I'm not saying money is the most important thing in life, but it definitely helps the very many of us to realize our dreams of a better life. We don't want to worry about not being able to pay our bills. We want to be able to travel the world and buy the things we yearn for. We want to invest our money in projects which make life easier for ourselves and others. We want our professional life to mean more than just making ends meet. You certainly don't have to be born a star to succeed. The most successful salespeople get the same support from their managers and supervisors as the rest. It is down to the individual to create their own success. Star salespeople become that way by working harder than everyone else. They also have an insatiable appetite for selling. They are never content to stand still.